Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a time of singing and prayer, following the Word of God. Let's just worship Him together. Lift up our voices in praise. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you Cross Christian greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we just intend to worship the Lord together for the next few minutes. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from James 3:17. He says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, and then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy." No wonder the Lord inspired us to ask of wisdom. We ask of God for wisdom, and He giveth to all men and upbraideth not. He holds nothing good from us. Wisdom is first pure if it's from above. It's peaceable. It's gentle. It's easy to be entreated. It's full of mercy and full of good works. It is without partiality, and it is without hypocrisy. What a great definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Melodies of Praise hymnal, and let's go to page 275. Sing along with us on Come Unto Me. Some of you got a Melodies of Praise hymnal. Turn there and let's sing. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and bloated down with care. Do and holy feelings struggle in your breast. Bring your cares to Jesus, He will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy. Dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit of hell's consuming flame. By the powers of sin, deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd come to me and rest. Hallelujah. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has the sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if you claim his best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. Taken from Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You can read it right there in Matthew chapter 11, the words of Jesus. Well, let's have a great time and a prayer when we pray one for another. We pray for each other's request. We just lift our voices and our burdens to God. You there where you are, and I'll lead you in a prayer, and you just follow along and just cry your heart out to God. Pray and supplicate. Just let the Lord know the requests that are on your heart, and let him know that you want him to meet the needs. I trust that, first of all, those requests include somebody that needs to be saved. First of all, we need to pray that God will save the lost, and then our other request also. The precious promise today comes through us from John 15, verse 9. It says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. The words of Jesus there, John 15, 9 and 10. Isn't it great to know that the Father loved him and he passed that love to us? And he told us to continue in that love. And he told us that if we would just keep his commandments, we could abide in his love as he kept his Father's commandments. And he is abiding in the Father's love. What a wonderful, inspiring, motivating verse of Scripture. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the love of God that's greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. Lord, you know, if the heavens were the parchment and the ocean were ink, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, and the sky couldn't contain the whole. Father, we're so thankful today for that love that cannot be described. It's so far beyond anything that we could even say or think or describe or do. It's far beyond our vocabulary. But thank you for displaying it and for loving us that much. We know, Lord, you loved us so much that God gave his only begotten Son to save the world. And that's why we pray today for the unsaved most of all. Lord, that you use this little service today to speak to their hearts and somehow or another deal with their hearts. And may the day be the day that someone repents of his or her sin. Have your way in our hearts and lives today. Meet every need, Lord, that's praying. Those that are supplicating and presenting their needs today. I pray, Lord, that you'll hear those prayers and meet those needs. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Worship with us now. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait. And Sister Linda's going to favor us one entitled Just Like You. Pray for her as she sings.
Body that you made for me, I give it, Lord, to thee. Take my heart, come and change the old part, cleanse and set me free. My eyes to see where you may lead, these old ears to hear you. Just take this willing vessel, Lord, and make it just like you. Just like you, Lord, just like you I long to be. To stand alone, if you say stand, for Lord, you stood for me. To be a beacon in a dark night, always shine a guiding light. This piece of clay can be made new, to stand up just like you. Spins that old potter's wheel, and he mends the broken ones. The weaver watches close his looms, tiny threads.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and she'll continue that in just a moment. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Just like you, Lord, just like you I long to be. To stand alone, if you say stand, for Lord, you stood for me.